Mr. Gonzalez, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President, and also thank you to all delegations that have taken the floor for their feedback and also for the questions that gives us an opportunity to clarify some points that may be improved in the presentation of the information in the report. First, concerning the question from the European Union, you are right, it's absolute numbers, and I think we should correct the title of the chart, removing the word new, which may be misleading, and indicate that it's actually the chart presents information about the countries that at any given time are benefiting from this, the support from ANTAD in this transition to paperless procedures. So we will do that change. The distinguished delegate of Peru asked about the whether the networks that we are reflecting in the report are new or not. They are not new networks indeed, and actually the information in the report refers to an activity that is finishing this year. This is a development account project that will soon be completed. What we intend to reflect in this is information about the improvement in the number of countries that benefit from knowledge sharing within the networks, and that is going to happen through this impact survey that will be conducted, but also through a reinforced effort to share knowledge gained through the implementation of these projects in the networks. But indeed, the networks have been existing for quite some time. The distinguished delegate of the Bahamas, and I think this is also related to a point raised by Jamaica, spoke about the question of industrial strategies with regard to the shipping industry. This is certainly a long-term area of work for ANTAD. This is even before this division was created, the organization has been working on trying to come up with policies and strategies to support the development of better shipping industries at the service of the needs of developing countries. And that is very much the purpose of applications like the Maritime Transport Review. Perhaps there are specific aspects of what one could call an industrial policy applied, or the concept of an industrial policy applied to shipping that may be may receive more focused attention in future issues of the Maritime Transport Review, but I would like to reassure the delegates of the Bahamas and also from Jamaica that the idea of supporting policymakers in coming up with better strategies to support the emergence of more efficient and more development-friendly shipping services in the world is very much within the purview of the work that our division does. And I would like to invite interested delegates to get in touch with us, with the colleagues working in the trade logistics branch to understand better what could be the policy needs of your countries in terms of the analytical work that the division can understand so that it, our work better responds to your concerns. The Gambia spoke about the funding gaps that we experience and also mentioned the importance of the work of ASICUDA and referred to the Okayama program. I would like to emphasize that in spite of the challenges that we face in terms of funding, we are all the time looking for additional partnerships to support our work. And we have been moderately successful in certain areas, in particular with regard to issues like capacity building for policymakers in the area of technology and innovation policy. We have been able, for example, to benefit from funding from China for a project to improve the management capacity in the area of science, technology, and innovation parks, which are now benefiting a number of Asian and African countries. And we would like to continue extending that kind of support. Also with regard to the female scientist program with Okayama University, where working with Okayama to extend the geographical coverage of this program so that it will also include countries in regions like Latin America, where so far the program has not been recruiting any participants. Malaysia also spoke about this question, and I would like to take the opportunity of the comment that was made about the importance of gender equality to highlight that the question of the participation of women and girls in the area of technology and how they can benefit more and in a more equal way from the deployment of new technologies, and particularly digital technologies, very much at the heart of our efforts. And I would like to inform you that in the context of the Commission for Science and Technology for Development that we service, we are the only ECOSOC commission that has a dedicated gender advisory board that informs the discussions of the commission and also helps the secretariat to come up with specific initiatives to improve gender balance and gender empowerment in the area of technology and innovation. And of course, we have a very successful program of targeting female entrepreneurs in the area of the digital economy that I think is an example of what can be done in that sense. There was
I'd like to thank the delegate from Togo. Thank you very much for your encouraging words on our work. And I wanted to reassure you that we intend to keep on the same path, providing support to the policymakers in developing countries, particularly when it comes to capacity building, so that development policies can be properly formulated.
Of Nepal asks whether there are specific programs targeting the LLDCs. We don't have those programs specifically targeting or exclusively targeting this group of countries, but of course the peculiar problems of this group of countries are very much taken into account in the definition of the activities under the trade facilitation and transport work of the division. And again, we look forward to exchanges with interested delegations to see how our work program can be fine-tuned to reflect that kind of concerns, keeping in mind the serious resource constraints with which we are faced. As I mentioned before, Jamaica made a point on industrial policy. I think I don't need to add anything to that earlier comment. And in the case of Kenya, I can only agree with his remarks about the importance of coming up with specific technological solutions to questions like the challenges created by urbanization in developing countries and come up with solutions that draw on the potential that technologies like big data could provide. And I would like to invite the delegate to perhaps take a look at the discussions that we had in the CSTD a couple of years ago, precisely on this question of how frontier technologies can help address issues of resilience and sustainability in urban development problems, particularly in developing regions. And I think I've covered all the responses, but I just once again to thank everyone, delegation, for the very supportive comments that were made this morning. Thank you very much.